My name is Harley Stroh, and I'm the line editor for the Goodman Games Dungeon Crawl Classics. And you are about to enter the dungeon of the Vorpal Network. Snickety snack. Roll for initiative.
Deep within the heart of the slums in the rat-ridden city of Punjar, the Beggar King weaves his plots. From the tile rooftops to the filthy alley sewers, even the bravest of sellswords tremble before the Beggar King's fell secrets. Now you must bring his reign to an end.
The Vorpal Network presents Dungeon Crawl Classics, number 53, Sellswords of Punjar, by Harley Stroh.
Ladies and gentlemen, we interrupt our program of dance music to bring you a special bulletin from the Intercontinental Radio News.
ChattyDM.net is a blog run by Philippe Antoine Menard, a French-Canadian gamer who likes to talk about D&D, tropes, coolness in RPGs, his current campaign, his geeky thoughts, and his poking at the crunch and fluff of his favorite RPGs. He also posts his opinions and rants about the state of his current favorite RPG, Dungeons & Dragons. It's his wish to build a community of bloggers and readers that can share varied thoughts and opinions about our favorite hobby while maintaining a civil and cordial environment. The Chatty DM can be reached at www.chattydm.net. Or by email at chattydm at chattydm.net.
Yes, is there any further re-outfitting you guys need to do before you head back into the Eternal House?
I'd like to further discuss my large aquarium driven by two horses so that I can have a riding shark for this adventure.
That is distracting, at least. I think we should personally get some big sights and buy the skeleton horses that are on there. And wear dark owls and just show up and just point with skeleton hands. Maybe that'll help.
So yes, we got the email that you had been sold into slavery, and that's assuming I re-outfitted with the same equipment I had before.
And unfortunately, we're all in debt again.
Well,
we're in debt.
Technically, I'm the only one
who's in debt.
I'm in debt up to my eyeballs.
Yes, he's spent all of the...
Actually, I passed my eyeballs quite a while ago.
He spent all of the money that we were supposed to get upon finishing... Mm-hmm.
And
more.
He was owed money against the principal, basically. So all the money you guys were supposed to get from finishing this is now no longer the Thieves Guild. Thieves Guild doesn't owe you that money. Now, technically, Eric's here for that.
Yeah. The Warlord does.
Yeah. Because he had to cash that in to get you ransomed.
Although, we're still in debt because each of us had to re-quit.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah. Well, except for me.
So, yeah, we're doing the voluntary for pay before. Now we're doing mandatory to... Repay, yeah.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
So you are...
Well, it wasn't really voluntary in the first place.
So where you stand at this point is you know some of the layout, at least now. You know, obviously, there's the big trash pit, the junk room, a little office, and a little living room, a little living quarters.
I'm pornographic about looking at my power cards like this, just...
you have the this is where the Dog Brothers are.
Irokar
is living quarters right here. Shinsari would have informed you guys about a secret passage from this room into this room, which was another sort of a refuse room. These were barracks, and this is where this crazy
sorcerer.
Warlock.
Yeah.
Who's a tiefling. There you go. Tiefling warlock. Holding his every head, yes.
Tiefling Warlock chick like does horrible, nasty things, and then there's a cell that you guys are all crammed into back there.
Uh-huh.
And you know there's a door here that occasionally got open to a big courtyard. Other than that, that's all you know at this point.
We also know that one of the outer walls is weakened.
Yes.
Where did I start? Yeah, where
this
did I...
this wall is weakened from the inside because he tried to blast through it. So there's a weak point in the wall right here.
Right.
Well,
technically you tried to blast through it.
Yes, technically you tried to blast through it. You guys took a day for rest, relaxation, re-equipping, and healing yourselves up. And getting yourself stoked up to go kill some guys again.
Yeah.
So day has passed, and you guys can determine how you want to go about getting into this place again. There's obviously the front gate.
Which we determined is probably not the best way to go in anymore.
The available option to you is obviously front gate. You can scale any of these walls. You can try to break through that wall. That's about where you're at.
Okay. He needs to get through.
There you go, Lena.
Yeah, that won't happen more than 30 or 40 times.
I think we should do the whole distraction. I think we should cause a big distraction at the front door, like you said. And go in either through or over the wall.
So set some hobos on fire and like throw them at the gate. What?
It's also determined that the big tower back there is surrounded by swarms of bats, of those bats that come down. And the longer anyone stays, anyone stays on top of the rooftops, the more likely it is the bats come down and swarm at you.
Mm-hmm. And we also determine that getting rid of just killing off the bats probably wasn't going to get rid of the swarms.
Well, there looks to be a lot of them.
Not burning hobos, because that would be not right.
And it's still sort of a recon of the place still shows it to be dingy and raining in the area.
Zena Bean, do you have to go outdoors?
Will we let her out?
Yeah, would you?
I think something on fire, lots of something on fire hitting the front gate would be nice.
She's herding you to the door. She's a Doberman. I don't know how Doberman.
Watch out for the cat.
Yeah.
The kitty's behind you, honey.
Mom used to not let him kick you out. Our
state
team
was meant to be
protests.
And so, live from this house of plague, we have.
I both have us, yeah.
Those are your available options, at least. Unless you come up with something better.
What's over here?
More buildings.
What's on this side?
More buildings.
Back to back?
The place is very tightly packed. It's a lot of the style of buildings around here, a lot of them are buildings that are built next, like literally.
Are they like row houses?
Yeah.
What's in the back?
Buildings. These are the slums. So it's like varying levels of buildings.
I think that we should set the buildings next to them on fire.
Mm-hmm.
There might be still people living in those buildings.
Yeah. Depending on how we feel about this, we could oust some of the people living in a building next door and break through that way.
I am actually okay with that.
Yeah.
I'm not okay with burning down their homes, but if we have to force them out for a little while, I'm okay with that.
We might be able to compensate them out of petty cash. Oh, wait! There's no petty cash.
Okay, I'm gonna have to take another 50 gold. Because that is actually a fair... Yeah. I'll just add it to the 100 billions I already ate. Yeah.
So 50 more gold on this bet, huh?
Okay, I took care of petty cash.
So I guess the point, this point is, which side... Which side should we try to come from?
Yeah, and this is the alleyway.
There's a door here, but I don't like this.
No, that's not a door. That's a window.
Oh, that's a window. Well, there's a staircase over there, and I would really like to go beat in the head of that witch.
Did we see any way when you guys were in there? Did you see any way to get to that tower?
The only ways, if you were in here, you could bust through the window. You could climb up the walls, go across the rooftops towards that way.
But the problem is the bats are swarming around it. But other than that, the tower goes up, you know, stories upon stories up into the air with bats swarming around it. There are no windows or openings in the tower. You didn't see any doors or anything on the tower.
We could break in. I don't know. I almost say just break in here, but the problem is then
it would be a good bet that there's probably a, if there's not an exterior door, it's probably an underground passage to get
this
to
this is the prison we were in.
Right. So you guys were up.
This was the cell. This was the warlock's place with the cauldron and the eunuchs.
We could try to break in back here and surprise whatever's in there.
That's a big warehouse.
Aren't we surprised?
Yeah. Well, we'll be the ones, hopefully, just jumping on them when they sleep.
We should probably try to finish off the dogmen since they're already weak.
Well, we could come in from that way.
Yeah, why don't we just?
We do have a portion of the wall there that's already weakened.
Right,
but that's over here. If we were
there, are also no there are no windows on this side too.
We could try to break in here.
But in order to break in there, don't we have to stand on the roof?
The problem I have with breaking in through there is that we're playing our game again. I mean,
that's roof.
That didn't work out so well last time.
So if
we know that staircase shuts down, and you know, basically they can, unless we're really quick about it, they can essentially force us into.
The problem there is that if we stand on the roof over there to break in there, we're going to get swarmed by the stupid bats.
Just go into this building.
I'm talking about going in the
building. Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Oh, then never
mind. And not going into this room. Going into this room because that way we'd have control of the stairs.
True.
Yeah.
We're also looking at different levels here, aren't we?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, this is a lower level than this level.
Yeah, because there's the ladder.
This is a lower level than this level.
And then, well, because remember, because my sister was able to grab the ladder and made it much more difficult for
them to get back up.
Yeah.
And we could summon the giant kitty.
And we could summon the giant cat.
And
well, now you've seen what's in the terminal tower.
Yes.
That's right. It's a giant cat.
I don't think I'd want to be the bats then if there's a giant cat.
Because you see some paws come out and swat at the bats. And it goes back inside in here.
You don't want ice cream.
He loves straws.
He likes straws. He's got a thing for straws.
All right.
All right, so what do you
off
think?
Off the table.
I think we should try and break into the upper room there.
That would be my vote.
Lay down.
But either that or one of these warehouses. We know the dogmen are over there. They're probably filled up, but we've
I will point out. If you're breaking through walls, that's going to make lots of noise.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Obviously.
Mm-hmm. That's why I want a commotion in crime.
Which could be a useful distraction.
We could just hire people to pound on the walls.
Pounding on the wall probably wouldn't be heard. It's the actual, like, chipping and beating on the walls.
Hey, I need to hire a construction crew.
Let's see. Yeah, some people.
I'm going to add a new room over here. Does this go into another building? Nope.
Well,
any cash, we could buy a couple of picks.
You know, and,
pay a couple of guys
hire some people to do that.
Look, beat a hole through that wall.
So are we going to catch anything on fire?
You know, I could make the gate later, make noise, but I don't know for how long that would work.
Well, how long do we want to dig? I mean, we could make it slow, and 3 or 4 years later, we'll pop out. They didn't say when we had to get rid of this guy. They just said we have to.
Well, it's an at-will. Basically, the way I would interpret that, it's an at-will, and you would have to essentially do it every round. Like, you would have to be somewhere where you could...
I would have to be within 10.
Within 10 of the gate, and you would just have to continually do it.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
And then I could also make it... I think I could also set it on fire, technically. Or make it look like it's on fire.
Well, with prestidigitation, you could technically set it on fire. You wouldn't be able to make an illusion that it's on fire. You could set it slightly on fire, but because it's prestidigitation and it's still raining, it probably won't last.
Yeah, but
you could just coat a wagon or wagons full of oil and crash them into the front door, hire some people to do that, and then we could pound at the same time.
True. I like the idea of setting a distraction at the front gate and then trying to come in through through a different way, like going up there, and then we can turn their own stuff around on them and pick them off better.
Yeah, and then we'll just watch that room because there's no other. Was there a secret door into that room? Did somebody say?
There is a.
Somewhere on this wall.
If we.
There's a secret door.
There's a secret door over
right
there.
So basically, if we stay in that room.
But you did not see how the secret door.
Was activated.
No. There's furniture in there.
Because. Because he was really pissed.
If we could funnel them in, even if they came this way, we could basically defend this room, put a couple warriors there, put somebody to watch this, and the rest of us just pound them from the distance. Yeah.
And what warrior?
We got
a warrior.
And you're a warrior type?
She has swords.
I'm a ranger.
She has swords.
Mm-hmm.
I got a sword.
He shoots stuff. And he has a sword, and I have a hammer. We've got a bunch of warriors.
Okay.
Then he's gonna pick people up.
And he shoots stuff.
It's true. We got the range covered. Range.
I'll pick up a crossbow.
Close up.
I might even have a crossbow.
Well, at least I can take out multiple targets.
I have a crack hammer. Is that range?
No.
He's got a crack hammer.
So it's a big hammer in the shape of a pipe? Is that what you're trying to do?
Bubbles a little.
It's either that or we try to take the stairs, which I think
I don't like the stairs. I think we're better off trying to take that room so that we can keep the stairs.
So if we get a wagon and some oil and set it...
Set it ablaze.
Well, let some people set it ablaze.
Yeah.
And push it up against the... basically ram it into the gate here. And then...
How many people are really going to be willing to mess with the Beggar King's little...
I'll go find out.
Hey, all we tell them is...
Hey, I've got this gold piece here, Mr. Beggar, who's starving on the streets. All I need you to do is take this cart and ram it into this door.
Go over that one more time.
Here's some alcohol.
Here's a gold piece, Mr. Beggar. Would you like to go kill the Beggar King?
No. We're not going to talk about the Beggar King.
Well, we could tell them that the Beggar King...
Here, have some alcohol. Have some more alcohol.
The other option is that a couple of us can do it.
Well, and the thing is that I can, at range, I should be able to, well, at a minor range, I can set the cart on fire.
And I'm pretty...
Ooh, wild. We could just have the horses run it.
What horses? What are you talking about?
The horses I'm going to go get.
He's going to spend more of our money.
You have 50 gold, man!
Who said anything about spending money?
He's going to borrow.
Oh, just because I'm indentured to the Thieves Guild for the rest of my life.
I am a priest. Stealing is wrong.
I said borrow.
I'm playing the wrong character for this.
Well, if we can get a smaller cart, I'm kind of beefy. I can probably push. If we get a cart that I can push.
Okay.
We can get some. Get the cart.
Filled with beggars?
No beggars.
I already suggested setting the hobos on fire and throwing them at the gate.
What
we could do is we can either give me a torch or you can hang out there kind of within inside of the cart so you can set the cart on fire. I can ram it into the gate and then I can run around and find you.
Why don't we do the shark? Ram the shark against the gate.
Stay out of the cactus. Stop it.
Can we throw a cactus at him?
Oh, don't even talk back to me.
Right. What do you two think? I'm stuck on her idea with the flaming hobos.
Anyone?
Any kind of screaming or yelling and fire at the front gate, I think it would be appropriate.
Or, hell, for that matter, we could open the front gate. Get a cart that's small enough.
Or pick the lock push in the front it inside.
Gate. We need a bunch of bags. Filled with dog crap. We'll catch them on fire.
And ring the doorbell.
Yeah. We got a plan. Then we're going to leave and laugh. No, it doesn't have to be dog crap.
Well, I mean, can't we take, like, alchemist fire and like set the top part on fire? And
exactly
like,
how much do you want to get into a thieves'
fire? And, well, I don't have... I'm not into them for anything.
It's funny that you think that.
So why don't we do that? Why don't we pick the lock and then push so whatever get a smaller on fire cart, through? Right.
Maybe try and find some hay or something in it. Right.
So do you want us, then, to go to this building and clear it out?
Yes. Okay. So this is what I think the plan, such as it is, could be.
The idea.
So we get a cart, we put some flammable stuff in the cart. Uh-huh. We cover it with oil, which should help with the rain, at least. Somebody picks the lock. That's going to have to be somebody other than me. Somebody picks the lock on the gate.
I can pick the lock.
We set the cart on fire. We push the cart in here. Mm-hmm. Maybe use it to block off this door.
While we start pounding and blasting that wall.
Yes.
But we should probably clear out the building first.
Yes. So step one would be clearing out that building.
And that's
step
one. One.
Clear out right.
And then step
collect one. Underpants.
Yes. Step three is profit.
We've got it. Now, with this profit, do we tell the Thieves Guild about the profit?
No.
We just leave town. Okay, yes. Good idea. I can take my church elsewhere.
Mm-hmm.
My God is a pragmatic God.
I can go.
I'm pretty sure that you could go proselytize anywhere.
I could learn to like the Midwest.
Well, I heard of this flaming world elsewhere where there's a big city.
Yes. You get everywhere by airship.
Yeah.
And there are these crazy little creatures that run everywhere. Everything. Yeah.
That's just a myth. I don't believe it.
Well, then why did I collect all these fire-resistant potions?
Because you had a bad dream, apparently.
Okay, so we go clear out the building.
We need to clear out the building. Okay. We need to get a cart and some flammable stuff.
Okay. I will try to talk to the people. If that doesn't work, can you kneecap a couple of them? I'm just kidding.
Don't talk to the people. Don't alert them to what we're doing.
No.
They're just crazy people who need to get them out of the building.
I know. I've got that covered.
Tell them that the building's going to explode or something. I don't know.
It's plague.
There's a gas leak.
There's a plague leak.
Yeah, there you go.
The whole, like, bartender thing. You don't have to go home if you can't stay here.
Do I get to use a shotgun?
Sure, whatever.
Okay. Really? You got a shotgun?
No.
Well, that was still one other one. I mean.
All right. So we need to obtain a small wooden cart that'll fit through that door, and then fill it with vulnerables.
I will head to the building.
Okay.
I will go with him to make sure that he's not.
I found hobos to put in the cart.
No, you're not going to find hobos to put in the cart.
Why must we have any fun anymore?
Those probably aren't dry enough to burn.
Oh. Well, their clothes is. Well, it's close to flammable.
How much they've had to drink.
Hobos probably aren't dry enough to burn. No matter how much they've had to drink, they're still primarily water.
Do you want to test this theory?
No.
All right, you primitive screwheads. This is my boomstick.
So, I like this plan. I'm excited to be a part of it.
All right.
Idea. Next time you use the P word, I'm going to zort you, okay?
We will head to the house, Ethan.
Okay.
I guess we're procuring a cart.
The four of us are procuring a cart. And flammables.
All right, I need to know who's going to be where, then. Who's going into the house? Who's going into this building?
We're going into the house.
Into what building? Into what
this building?
Is that the next door building?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, not me. Well, come here.
It's a wonderful building right there.
Well, hopefully they'll be dwarven in heaven, so that'll make it easier.
Because really, we don't even need to clear out the entire building. We just need to clear out this room.
Yeah. So we'll just kind of walk through. Oh, if you guys pick up some pickaxe and thing.
I have an axe.
Do you really want to use your axe to, you know?
Actually, I do have a hammer. We don't really need tools then.
No.
Still need the money for the cart.
You're not going to borrow
a cart? We could just borrow a cart.
I think borrowing a cart would work.
Yeah.
That's me.
Let's borrow a cart.
fine.
You're borrowing a cart that was setting on fire.
Should have had insurance.
Don't they have cart insurance?
Okay. Here's an entrance to this room. Do you want to go through the front door, or do you want to climb through a window?
No, I just knock on the front door.
Okay, so you guys are going to the... You're going there. You're with him?
I'm
going to
climb through a window.
Why don't you just ask them?
Because we're in the Beggar King's territory! Hello, we'd like to kill your king. Would you mind getting out?
I'm not going to tell them we're going to... Shh. I'm not going to say anything like that. I'm just going to ask them something.
Where are you at?
People's
I'm with them trying to procure a...
We're procuring a cart and flammables.
Procuring a cart will cost 20 gold.
Fine.
We're not buying it. We're not procuring it.
There's 25 gold.
give me a nice luck check if you want to procure a cart.
What's a luck check?
3d6.
3d6s are good, 1s are bad.
Everything else doesn't matter.
Is my block.
I got
nothing.
No, I didn't either.
Even the hard way.
And what'd you get?
She got even the hard way.
Yeah.
Even the hard way, nothing. You can manage to find yourselves if you want to steal a cart.
No, we're borrowing.
Whatever.
Borrowing the cart set on fire?
Yes, borrowing the cart.
Hey, I'm stealing it. I don't care.
So stealing a cart. You'll manage to find yourselves a nice cart with a horse. It's a cart with a single horse drawing.
Okay.
You will manage to steal one of those without much hubbub.
Okay.
You don't need it.
But this horse has been in my family for generations.
That's fine. We'll bring the horse back later.
Okay.
We don't even need the horse. I mean, we just need the cart.
So I'm assuming you guys are doing this while you guys go to the house. Okay.
Why is there an assassin behind me getting ready to gut me?
That's
okay.
Just ignore that.
You're knocking on the door. What are you doing?
It's Yay, fine. My next character.
It's fine. Ignore that.
Just a tiefling shows up.
Hello. And you're looking for a window.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Chomp, chomp, chomp.
I'll trust her and I'll go through the window.
Okay.
Now you're the distraction.
That's fine with me.
You need out.
Give
me some water, one of the two.
There is a window here on the second floor on the front side of the building.
I just cast Tensor's floating disc. Oh, wait, wrong system.
Okay. Actually, we do have Tensor's floating disc. I have that. Do you want me to cast it? Take 10 minutes in the streets would be kind of weird.
Do you actually have that?
Yes, I do.
Oh, because you took rites, didn't you?
As a priest, we have them.
Yeah. I got a 13 on an athletics check to climb up to the window.
13 on an athletics check to climb up to the window.
We might have to carry a body or loots or something.
Loots, fat loots.
Look real quick, see what the difficulty is to climb these walls.
I only rolled a 5, so... Your table is messing up my dice rolls.
Yeah, I see that. Okay. Your table's clear.
Yeah.
That's it. I blame the table too.
Chaos last night. Again, won a victory against the
Empire.
Against a small Empire group and captured a magic banner.
And it was because the table was crooked?
That would be what some people say. I'd just say that his tactics and dice rolling were far superior, so...
Okay, what'd you get on athletics check, Robin?
13.
It was a good game.
Okay, you fail to climb up the wall adequately.
Do
you knock on the door.
I got a 23 on the second try.
So, this is after he knocks. You knock on the door. A few moments go by. You start scrambling up the wall the second time with that one. And the door opens, and a...
Probably going to be a sweet old lady.
No.
I'm making cookies.
A big cat.
A man opens the door with these boils and pustules on his face.
Oh.
Ashen gray skin.
It's makeup. He's a beggar. It's makeup.
Wrapped up in a shawl and all that, and like... Yes.
I'm glad I found you, son. You seem to be ill. Have you found God?
Yeah. Go away.
I'm here to help.
Shuts the door in your face.
I put my hand and I just kind of push the door open. Have you seen this pamphlet? Do you know Dainthar? I'm here to help.
You're going on in and barging.
I barge right in. Let me tell you about my God, who can take care of all of your diseases.
Go away.
By the way,
you climb up to the window. Give me a perception check when you get up there.
Oh, goody.
You can give me a perception check when you walk in.
I got a critical success.
I got a 15.
So.
He's very perceptive today.
24.
Okay.
Wait, that's my pass.
You will see, standing at the top of the stairs is a dude.
Hey, dude.
Next to this door. You will also see this door slightly ajar, and there's someone behind the door.
Hey, look, they're Chinamen.
It's actually a monster.
Yes.
Yes.
Shaolin warriors.
Shaolin monk.
So what is the code word for retreat? Do I send up signal flares? Do I have a box to put the Chinamen in? One of the matches was Chinaman in a box. It was horrible, but boy, could they build.
I think the code word for retreat is generally
retreat?
Oops.
pardon me, goodbye.
Screaming like a little girl, that's usually the universal code word.
I just gotta run like this.
Yeah.
Like Kermit.
Do the Kermit run.
That's right.
So you're scrambling up to the, and the window opens up onto the stairs, onto the landing of the stairs right in front of this. There's a landing right here, and this guy, you're actually would be behind this guy up here at the window looking in. He's standing right in front of a door at the top of the stairs.
Quick, does he look like a monk?
What are you doing? Standing behind him, or
I'm gonna.
He was gonna go with her.
You're on her, okay? Are you actually trying to climb? She's sort of clinging to the wall right now.
I think once she got up, I'm just gonna wait for her to throw me down a rope. I got a 19 on the diplomacy check to keep talking to the gentleman.
Okay, the gentleman, like that.
I got this other pamphlet.
I do not want any of your horrible.
Here you go. Here you go.
No, if you do not get out of my house, I will throw you out myself.
Would you like me to cure your horrible diseases? My God, would you?
What horrible diseases?
It's all over your face, my son. It's dripping.
Get out! Go! Go!
You should bathe.
Go, you filthy dwarf! Go!
Did you call me a filthy dwarf?
Yes, get out!
Do you have a room to rent?
No!
I need to set up a temple someplace. And
you're not setting up a temple here. Go away.
Are you sure?
Go away.
That other boil's gonna pop.
Go away.
Oh. Sure for that.
Oh God.
It's better that way. Do you have a fire? Right, I see a fireplace over there.
Calls out some guy's name. The door opens. This guy comes out. Like, get rid of him.
Hey, do you know God?
And you see this guy starts going downstairs.
Do you have God in your life? I've got pamphlets for you too.
Okay.
Orange robe,
perchance.
Are you willing to accept Dainthar as your own personal savior?
If that guy goes all the way downstairs into the room,
have you accepted Aeon into your life?
I will open the window.
Okay. Window is unlocked.
Dainthar is me.
Dainthar is the god of the forge and whatever.
He's
a god. I don't remember anymore.
What are you looking at?
Oh yeah, here. Stealth check.
He's a god of earth, industry, vows, and trust. Trust me, you are filled with pustules and boils.
Ew. Only an 11.
Dude, you should have totally should have worshipped the god of beer.
Is there a god of beer?
I'm deciding that Dainthar is the god of beer.
He is the dwarven god, isn't he?
The only thing I never lost was my mug.
Okay, pardon me. You start creaking open the window. As you creak open the window, it makes this sort of a wrenching sound as you're wrenching some of the paint. This guy turns and starts going back up the stairs and shouts out a warning to the guys downstairs. There are people at the window!
Hey, what? Do you need help or something?
So at that point, we'll need initiative.
People are obviously breaking into your house.
This guy is about halfway up the stairs right now.
Wow.
You did, didn't they?
Wow.
Hey, I go on a 15.
Excuse me.
I really don't want to crack this guy's head open.
I'm pointing his finger right in your face.
I know, but I would like to help him out. Filled with the diseases he's filled with.
Let's be honest. He's in cohorts with the Beggar King. You really should have just gone in and like burned down the building. I suggested it. Nobody listened.
Okay. Amina, what'd you get?
18.
Mal?
Do you have a clean it?
Mal, I got a 5.
Room
there
house.
You go.
I got a 15. Thank you.
Okay. I believe that's Amina and...
Are you
Amina
using my precious Kleenexes then, to wipe off your thing?
What's your dex on both of you? You both got a 15, right?
No, I got an 18.
You got an 18. Okay. Amina goes first then. So.
You could have gotten yourself a napkin.
Then I am just going to...
Do you want the Kleenex back?
No.
Mm-hmm. You can have it back.
No.
I was going to keep using it.
I'm wondering...
I thought you actually needed a Kleenex.
You don't have to strike to kill, by the way.
Well, no, there's nobody within my reach.
And you're hanging outside the window.
I'm just going to take my axe and shatter the window.
Shatter the window.
What we did do for the cause of good.
Yeah.
I'm wondering.
You need to give me a 2-hit roll. Get a 5.
Yeah,
an AC 5. You hit the window. Window shatters really easily, and you still have a move and a minor left.
I will climb in.
All right, that's your move.
Minor would be tossing me the rope.
Yep.
Doink. So you are inside now, and yeah, minor toss the rope out. You're right below.
Sorry, it's mental image of just tossing out the whole bundle of rope.
Yeah.
I don't see how that's going to help, but whatever, dude.
All right. Mr. Runehouse.
Yep. Well, is he going for any weapons, or is he just kind of looking up the stairs?
He's looking... The person that came to the stairs is now going back up the stairs. He has a long spear. The guy coming through the door has a short sword.
How about the guy in front?
The guy in front of you? He hasn't fished out a weapon yet.
Okay.
He's just, you know, his postules are popping.
Well, then I am going to try to...
his postules are open. Use them.
You're wrong.
I'm going to try and do...
that is disgusting.
I'm just splattering.
Acid.
Concentrated acid for blood, yes.
Area 1 in range 10.
I don't really want to hurt these guys.
I don't know why not.
Well, because I don't know who they are. They could really seriously be some...
If I remember right, and Ethan can correct me on this, when you actually kill someone, when you do enough damage to take them down, you can actually decide if they're unconscious or if they're dead.
Yeah. And that's fine. Yeah.
Okay, well then I'll do this.
It's up to you.
I will slide back.
It's all going to be depending on the situation.
Yeah, so I'm going to slide back.
You want to... So that's a move action to shift backwards.
That's five.
And then so I'm back outside the door.
I'm going to Lance of Faith. The gentleman in front of me.
This is for your own good!
Pardon me.
Okay.
Actually, maybe I'll Lance of Faith the guy... No, I'll Lance of Faith the guy in front of me.
Because if you Lance of Faith the guy in back of him, he has cover from the dude in front of him.
I'll just Lance of Faith the guy in front of me.
Okay. What's it against?
Probably not going to hit. It's wisdom versus reflex.
Okay, what'd you get?
An 8.
You
or
miss.
9, sorry.
You miss horribly.
That's fine. Maybe he'll think I'm, you know, just trying to cure him.
Okay. They get to go.
Well, it is radiant. It is radiant. Like, it's radiant energy. So
yeah, could the guy was healing him.
Hi.
Hi there. He'll move up here.
Trouble playing people with moral.
Take a swing at you. Take a swing at you with the long spear. Find him
here. Meanwhile,
actually,
we're looking for flammable objects.
He can stay down here and stab at you because he has reach with that. So he.
What you doing to your gun?
The right one.
See, Tim would have been all about just tossing a fireball through the door.
Oh, yeah. I'll have this fire.
Actually, he will not hit you with a long spear. He'll draw his short sword.
Now, at this point, he has fireballs.
Which is a.
Oh,
well,
there.
So we need to open the door. Get out of the building.
So he draws his weapon as a minor, then he moves up to you as a move action, and then he swings at you with a standard action. What's your will?
My will is...
Does a...
13.
17 hits you. 17 versus your will. Hits you with a short sword. You take... 8 points of damage. And then he slides you out the window.
Ow!
Ow!
He knocks you out the window.
Can she save to see if she grabs the...
You are a dwarf, right?
Yeah.
Roll a saving throw real quick.
Wait. How's the rope supposed to work if you're coming back out with it? Wait.
15.
Okay, so he does not slide you because you are a dwarf. You get to, you have a save against getting knocked away, knocked prone, basically. So he just smacks you, and he goes, damn it. The other guy... Well, this guy moves up and shuts the door.
I was trying to heal you!
Boom.
I thought you were inside.
No, I had to step back, so I would have cast in front of him.
Oh.
Yeah. And you see this guy appear at the bottom of the stairs with his long spear. Gets up here and stabs around that dude with the long spear.
Stabs his buddy. Around him.
Does... That would probably hit your AC, 21.
Yeah.
Eight points of damage.
I'm bloodied.
Uh-ohs. Okay. Here, Robin, be bloodied.
Okay. At that point.
Okay, next time we just burn the building down.
I'm
telling you.
This door opens, and the guy cannot attack you because you are around a hard corner. And that's what you see. Push him out.
Come back down! So she's on a ledge inside the window?
Mm-hmm. She's on... The stairs come up to here, and then it's a land, and it's like a 10-foot landing.
Okay.
And it's like, you know, maybe a chair or something up there, but and you easily can move around that. So that's the space she's in. But she's a story up. Take a athletics check to get up there.
The, can I see this guy through the window when I'm on the ground?
Yes, but he will have superior cover because of angles and whatnot. Which would be a minus 5 to your attack roll.
That may still be worth it.
Stop throwing things at me. I'll shake your dog up and throw them at you. You know how mad he gets when you shake him. He loves me right now.
Mm-hmm.
I'll go ahead and take a dire radiant save.
Okay.
So it's reduced it by 5, you said, because of the superior?
Yes.
His 7 gonna hit his fortitude.
No. A giant cat comes out of the charnel tower, walks across the building again. Okay, that's your standard. You still have a movement.
Except guard cat. Come here.
Well, I don't see the point of climbing pants up the rope to try and get in there when I can't get in the when I can't get in that space at the moment. Okay. So I'll just call that done.
Okay. We are back to the top with Amina at the top of the stairs.
Here. Are the kids?
Ooh. I assume mine's not going to get a AC.
No. You still have a move and a minor left.
Yeah. He hasn't come up the...
No.
I'll go back out.
Okay. So you're going to climb back out.
Mm-hmm.
And down the rope or just hang there?
Down.
Okay. That'll take the rest of your stuff. Assuming you'll...
Yeah, I'll move out of the way so she
can move away. He comes back down. So you see her back out, bleeding. Runehouse, what do you want to do now?
I Lance of Faith the door.
Okay. Roll the hit. Hit AC5.
Yes.
Okay.
The door gets an opportunity attack.
Yeah. How much damage do you do to the door?
As it swings out, it hits it.
No, goes whack.
You gotta be freaking kidding. 5.
5 points for the door?
Yeah.
Don't you get a plus on that?
That wasn't with my plus.
Oh my god.
Warlock scares it.
I'll give her a +2 until her next attack.
Okay.
You realize the door is sort of bloodied, right?
The door gets... You hit the door. The door is still there. Probably another good hit like that will cave the door in. You know, kind of see the you shot sections off the door. You can see inside at least. Seeing inside, you see there's another guy in here, actually about right there, and this person. So there's two people inside that room now.
Hate this city so much.
He actually moves over here. He tries to stab you through the hole in the door. You have superior cover. He's going to try to stab you through the door with a short sword. It's
bad to stab a priest.
I'm assuming 7 does not hit your AC. Guy behind him tries to stab you with his long spear.
Alley.
Does an 18 hit your AC? Turn to 17.
Yeah.
Okay, you get stabbed with a long spear.
Ow!
No, baby.
For 4 points of damage.
No.
Not for you.
So much pain.
This guy gets over here. Minor move action to move, minor action to switch to his long spear, and he tries to stab down at you.
How much damage was that?
Through the window with his long spear.
How much damage was it? 3?
4.
4.
You will also have... you'll have cover. Probably not hit. 13?
Get you.
This guy comes up here and will...
Bless you.
Basically just cut the rope.
Oh, I didn't tie the rope.
You didn't tie the rope? Okay, and
you probably still have the rope.
Just fine. Then you don't see what these guys do.
You guys are going to show up with the car and we'll be like, we couldn't get to take the house.
It's a fortress, man.
Now.
There were like 20 guys, all at the door.
Your only job is to get some bones out of the
back. Don't understand. They all had
puzzles. Your only job!
Couldn't do it.
Why didn't you resort to my idea, which was just burning it down?
Is that going to reduce the superior cover?
Yes.
Then
you still have minor cover, which is only -2.
Is that the kitty? Do you see the kitty?
Hmm? I'm still saying we should just all go to Strikers. Hmm? A whole group of Strikers.
Dude, we practically had a whole group of Strikers, and you saw how badly that ended.
I wasn't a Striker.
So what you're saying is you want to be a Striker.
Eldritch Blast.
Yes.
Okay.
Okay.
I want Cheetos to show up and just go teleporting around.
I'll tell you, we just need a whole group of wizards. Except AoE, the whole thing.
We do need one to hold the
18 versus his reflex.
That will hit.
So when the monster starts doing all its creepy stuff, it can hold the aggro, and it can do DPS.
Ouch.
And it can turn into WoW. But we can probably afford our mount a lot easier than this.
Probably.
4 points damage.
Get off
and
the
I'll
table.
Warlocks curse him.
4 points damage?
Uh-huh.
Well, and also we split up,
and
though.
And you Warlocks curse him?
Mm-hmm.
But I wasn't going to stay up there and just shop air.
Did you curse him first?
I should have shot. I should have cursed him first, yeah.
Mad ears.
Well, the only backup character I have done is another wizard, so we're going to at least have two wizards.
Okay. He's cursed.
Mad ears.
Because he's just going to show up just for the money.
All right.
You're like, oh. I was sent because some idiots all were horribly captured last time.
Amina.
I can't reach. Mm-hmm. So I'm going to move to the front door.
Okay. There's a nice dwarf in the way.
Sorry. It didn't work.
How many are in there?
Two.
Oh, there are at least three upstairs.
Okay.
You're real useful, aren't ya?
They didn't take my pamphlets.
You're kidding.
No, I mean, he was covered in covered. I haven't...
You want to move over there and hold it? Or...
Yeah.
Okay, so you hold. Rune House.
Right. I slide over one. Actually, no, I slide back. And then I cast Healing Word.
Come here. Okay. Come on. Come here.
No, that's, he says that's as close as I'm getting.
Okay.
You can
I'm
get
hold you again.
Your healing.
He
you spend
like
a healing
it.
Surge.
Cannot
you
like
get
it.
Whatever your healing surge plus 10 hit points back.
Nice.
Plus 10.
I'm sorry. Not plus 10. Plus 8.
That's still pretty impressive.
It puts me in full, so I'm not bloodied anymore.
And then I'll pull out more pamphlets and start throwing them out the door.
Okay.
You still have.
Do you want to do something now?
I always have pamphlets.
You have a standard and a minor left.
Mm-hmm. Oh, that was
no,
a minor.
That was his minor.
Yeah, that's right. That's it. Is a minor.
Oh, sorry. So, well, you've done a move and a minor.
Yeah. So then I'll lance a fake the door. Again.
Boom! Lance fake the door. Hit AC 5.
Or else, can I try to lance hit fake the guy?
You can. He'll be. He's still superior recovery. Be at minus 5.
I don't care.
You lost one share, huh?
Yeah. Trying to lance fake the guy.
I said I was. So yeah.
So okay, you miss. You hit the wall. Don't hit the door. Exactly.
That would have been enough for the door.
Would have been, yes, but you went after the guy instead.
Hmm. From where I am, can I knock the door down?
He stabbed me with a spear.
Okay. Roll to hit the door. AC 5.
Yes.
Okay. Roll damage. Okay.
Eight.
Door is now gone. There is no door there.
I told you I could heal you, but you won't let me.
Now feel my wrath.
They get to go now.
Feel the wrath of God.
Hustle man will shift outside. And take a swipe at the annoying dwarf priest with his short sword.
I'm not annoying.
With the many paper cuts of pamphlets.
Is a 19 hit your AC?
Yes.
9 points of damage. This guy
moves in, and...
I think I may just come back and fall on my sword.
Can't attack you around a hard corner, so he just attacks him with his long spear.
I'm almost bloody.
Assuming a 7 does not hit you, so... This guy will move out of sight. Not see where he goes.
I think they should go call the police. That's what they should do.
Let's see. Let's learn from this mistake. Let's wizard curse this one.
Is it different than the Warlock's Curse?
I mean, Warlock's Curse.
Okay, so that's your minor.
But right. You do know one day
some minor
is going to call the guards, yeah, and they are going to show up.
Yeah,
and they are going to be useful. So and the party's going to be screwed.
Standard and a move left.
Only if they, you know, find Timmy to go, you know, summon the guards, because it's not like they've got telephones.
They may have telephones. You don't know.
Eldritch Blast.
Or you're right, Timmy could be the one who sends the message.
He could get Harley Pants.
Mm-hmm. 11 versus his reflex.
This is reflex, that will miss.
Did you want to move? You still have a move left.
Still a move left.
I'm assuming this fight's going to take place in this doorway, so I'm better at range, so I'm okay.
All right, then. back up to the top, Father Runehouse.
All right. I will... Is this one ranged? No, it's not. So I'm going to slide so that I can give her...
That's where all the attention is.
Well, so we can be flanking him.
Okay, so you want to shift...
Shift.
So that's your move to shift there.
Then I'm going to use my healing word, second one, on myself. 7, 14.
No, don't lay on him.
Come here. I'm sorry, Andy.
And then I'm just going to use a basic attack with my crag hammer.
Your crag hammer?
Crag hammer.
Crag hammer.
And take my plus 2 to flanking. That will be a 23.
That will hit him.
Okay.
Roll your damage.
Uh-oh.
I feel the wrath of God!
Okay.
The same God that was going to heal him just a minute ago?
You are healed!
11 points of damage.
You should have taken my healing when I offered it.
I'm gonna
smack him pretty good.
I mean, I can make a subdual. Well,
it doesn't really matter.
Doesn't matter.
No, don't worry about all that. Amina.
Tide of iron on him.
And you still have a plus 2 in addition to your.
Mm-hmm. You're flanking, so you get a plus 2.
Well, did she use the other plus 2 I gave her already?
I don't think so.
Okay,
so
then
you get an additional plus 2. You get a plus 4.
Harley is helping himself.
I'm not
going to
do it.
The cat's playing your computer.
You get a plus 4, plus whatever your bonus is.
Plus
6.
So 19.
That will hit.
Yay! I actually hit something.
We can defeat bombs.
These aren't bombs. Bombs will be mooks, okay?
It's pretty big.
8 damage.
They've survived long enough to have names.
Yeah.
These are the lower rank soldiers.
Probably. This is where they sleep. It's probably
he's bloodied now.
My guess the barracks. My guess is that Mr. Postule Boy was an experiment.
Okay. The sentries get to go now.
Ooh, they
they're going to try to be relatively smart here. This guy's shifting back in here. This guy's going to shift back in here. He's around the hard corner, so neither of you can attack him now, and so he will move out of sight. So these guys back up, basically. At that point, this guy appears up at the top. This guy appears back up at the top.
So he's still got a wizard's curse on him. Or warlock's curse.
Except now he has a crossbow. So he shoots at you with crossbow.
Nice.
Probably not with a 13. To your AC.
No.
Okay.
AC would be my best, and 13 is not.
Okay. And the sad news is, up on top of the roof, a sentry up on the roof there has spotted you.
Oh, sure.
He does not want to be up on that roof.
And shoots you with a crossbow. And shoots at you with a crossbow as well.
He should have learned that.
That will probably hit with a 20 versus AC.
Yes.
Isn't he inside the house?
20, 50. He's up on top of the
roof. He's on the roof.
He's up on the roof.
Well, if... No, I mean... Isn't Mal in the house?
No, he's
no,
the roof.
He's down on the roof.
This is not a roof.
Oh, okay.
It's actually a... With modifiers for range, it's actually an 18.
Still hits.
Still hits.
I didn't realize. I thought that he had got
7 points of damage. And it's back to you, Mal.
But we're not invading their home this time. We're invading a different home.
Or so you thought.
Really, we're just idiotic cat burglars.
Apparently.
Inept cat burglars.
And there's not one iota of cover around this road anywhere, is there?
Not really.
Okay.
No, but as I recall, if you move at least four spaces, you do your shadow set thing.
Three spaces. As we found, three concealment spaces.
Yes. You have to be at least three squares away from where you were when you started.
Yep.
If I remember correctly.
That's correct, yep.
Yep.
Ah, shadow walks on the back side.
You're so cute. So cute. Your dog loves it.
To be continued next week. Sellswords of Punjar, an adventure for characters at levels 1 to 3 by Harley Stroh, with additional writing by Aaron Blackridge Rudell, cover art by Eric Lofgren, interior art by Doug Kovacs, cartography by Jeremy Simmons,
published by Goodman Games. More information can be found at www.goodman-games.com.
For more information, visit www.vorpalnetwork.com or www.canadiancrusaders.com.
This is the Vorpal Network.